Good evening. It's evening 7 of the 7-day reset. Before we start this last evening practice of the 7-day reset, here are your questions to journal before we start. Okay, question 1. How are you feeling right now? Question 2. How would you like to feel by the end of this evening's practice? Question 3. How will you know? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you're feeling that way? Question 4. What would you like from your sleep tonight? What would you like from your sleep tonight? Question 5. How many hours sleep are you going to ensure you have tonight so you can feel fully rested and vibrant in the morning? How many hours sleep are you going to ensure you have tonight so you can feel fully rested and vibrant in the morning? Ask yourself what you need. Listen and take heed. Okay, get comfy. Put your journal and pen down, and we are about to start the practice. Good evening. It is evening 7 of the 7-day reset. Congratulations, you did it. You've committed to yourself for a whole 7 days to show up and be here for yourself. What does that say? It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Now, what I want to share with you is this. It takes 21 days to make or break a habit in the neurology. Excuse me. It takes 21 days to make or break a habit in the neurology. So I invite you to do the 7-day reset again this week. That is my invitation to you right now, in order for you to redefine your life, and very quickly, which is what this program has the capacity to help you do, and very easily, I invite you to do the 7-day reset again. That's it. I let you sit with that. I've got a bit of olive oil in my hair. I've just had a massage, and you will, from working with me, start to recognize what level of self-care I have for myself. And watch out, because you may start noticing that you will be doing more and more things that are in alignment with your truth, which are self-loving. It's a huge part of what we're doing. So let's begin. I feel very excited. Okay, because really now our journey begins. The 7-day reset is a reset. It's to help you get to grips with my Rise and Shine practice, which I've been doing for over a decade. And it's just one part of the Manifest Your Abundance program. And so that's all I'm going to say. We're going to start. All right. Let's begin. So make sure that you're sitting really, really comfortably. Feel your sitting bones connected to your support. Connect to your breath. Feel your breath touching the end of your nose, moving through the back of your nostrils to the back of your throat. Gently close your eyes if you haven't already. Tuck your chin towards your chest, feeling a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Take your awareness to your eyes. Allowing your eyes to soften and relax now. Make sure you've got a gentle smile on your face. Take your awareness to your jawline and allow your jaw to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your shoulders. Allow your shoulders to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your tummy and hips. And allow your tummy and hips to soften and relax now. Take your awareness to your sitting bones and allow your sitting bones, or allow your awareness to feel. Take your awareness to your sitting bones. And just feel that connection between your support and your sitting bones now. Feel your breath touching the end of your nose, moving gently till it touches the back of your throat. If you hear any sounds in the background, just allow those sounds to pass you by, bringing your awareness back to your breath and the sound of my voice. Now let's take your awareness to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. And if there's any frequency of worry or anxiety or fear that's in your heart in this now moment, give yourself permission to let it go. Sending that energy down through your body, down through your system. Sending it down through your legs, out through your feet, down into the underground waterways. And just imagine the water purifying and washing that energy, sending it all the way to the other side of the world. Send it to a desert and just watch it filling water holes up now. There are animals, birds, and insects who are drinking from those water holes. And just allow that to gently take place in the background, and then take your awareness back to your heart. Now again, think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. It might be the same thing, or it might be a different thing. Amplify this energy of lightness and laughter, of joy, of love. Amplify it, make it more. Send this energy down through your body, down through your legs, out through the soles of your feet, traveling down through the crystalline layers of rock, through the underground streams, going deeper and deeper and deeper into the core of the earth until you find that beautiful pink rose quartz crystal. Wrap your energy around this crystal. It represents Mother Earth, the energy of the mother. It's very grounded, very pure, deeply loving, generous of spirit. It's nurturing and cherishing, gentle, kind, strong, courageous, funny, humorous. Draw this energy up, all the way back up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock, up through the soles of your feet, through your feet, up your legs, through your knees, up through your thighs, through the core of your body, up your spine and into your heart. Magnify this feeling by 1,000-fold. Send this frequency, this love, all the way up through your body. That's right. Up and out through the crown of your head. Out through the ceiling into the night sky. Going higher and higher out into the universe, where you connect with the most beautiful white light. It's brilliant white light. Imagine that you're connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. You're connecting with their love, their wisdom, their joy. They're very proud of you. Now also connect with this vast white light and imagine a masculine energy, the energy of an all-knowing father who is patient, tolerant, kind, courageous, loving, brave, a guiding light. Connect with all of these beautiful energies now and draw them back down through the atmosphere, back down through the night sky, past the trees and other buildings, in through your property and in through the top of your head. Draw this down. It's a white, brilliant white light. It's pure in its essence. Imagine it clearing, healing, activating, and harmonizing all of your cells, all of your molecules, all of your electrons. Just simply allow your breath to move this energy around your body. That's right. Send it all the way down to your fingertips, all the way down to your toes. Feel that spaciousness and that lightness. Imagine each cell being activated as if it's the lights on a Christmas tree being turned on. And as each cell lights up, the next cell lights up next to it as if by magic. Send this all around your body to every part of you, every cell, every molecule. Now expand this feeling and this sensation out beyond your physical form and fill your room. It's as easy as taking another breath. And then gradually imagine that you're filling your entire house with this energy, with this lightness, with this sense of peace. Relax your eyes, relax your shoulders, smile and breathe. Now draw this energy very slowly back into the room, into your physical form. Imagine that every part of you is filled up. Take your awareness into your heart. Imagine that all of the energies, the crystalline energies from below, the diamond white energy from above, is merged in your heart. And it's activated more chambers in your heart so that you can feel even more than you have been. That you can feel even more connected with your core self. Just allow your next inhalation to be tender. Your next exhalation to be long and smooth. Feel the connection between your sitting bones and the floor or chair, whatever you're sitting on. And then gently wiggle your fingers and your toes, coming back into the room, giving yourself a big smile, as if you're smiling at a long lost friend. Okay, get your pen ready and your journal. Again, just keeping your awareness at your heart as you continue to breathe. Don't put any thought into this. Allow your pen to do the talking. Short, succinct bullet points. What have been the highlights of your week? What else have been the highlights of your week? What else? Okay, so this next question might seem similar to the first one, but just trust what comes out. You'll get some different answers. What's gone well this week? So just write gone well. What's gone well this week? What else has gone well this week? Okay. Write this word down. Changed. What's changed for you this week? Again, just maybe close your eyes and sense into that question if you need to, and trust what comes out of your head, out of your pen. What's changed for you this week? Okay. Next title is Challenges. What challenges have you overcome this week? What challenges have you overcome this week? Just be spontaneous. What have you just realized? So write down realized. What have you just realized? Okay. Next line, what difference will this make to your life moving forward? What difference will this make to your life moving forward? And as you look at all of that, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Look at what you've written. Look at the highlights of your week, what's gone well, what's changed, what challenges have you overcome? What have you just realized, and what difference is that going to make to your life moving forward? How do you feel about that? Are you ready to experience more of this? Because this is what this program is all about, and working together. Okay, next question. Was there anything that didn't go so well this week? Okay, so what do you need to do more of in order to get a different result? What do you need to do more of? So just write more of. What do you need to do more of to get a different result? We're looking at how to enhance your performance. Okay, so what do you need to do less of? So write less of. What do you need to do less of in order to get a different result or an even better result? So what do you need to do less of? Just for, let's say, for the week that's coming. So during the week ahead, what do you need to do less of, more generally, in order to get a different result or more enhanced result, more enhanced performance? The words will come to you easily. Just trust your pen. Okay, next word to write down is start doing. So in order to get a different result or even better performance in this following week to come, what do you need to start doing? Trust your pen, maybe write 3 bullet points down. Start doing what? Okay, next line, what do you need to stop doing in order to get a different result or an enhanced performance as you move into this week? What do you need to stop doing? What else? Give 3 things you could stop doing, which in stopping doing them will enhance your results, your performance and the results that you're going to get as you move into this following week. Okay, what have you just learnt? Trust the first thing that comes out of your pen. What have you just learnt? Okay, pen down, well done. Gently close your eyes. Take your awareness into your heart. Reconnect with the energy, the crystal energy from below, the white diamond light energy from above. Feel your breath moving in through your nose. Feel your sitting bones connected with your support and think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Now, what in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Trust the answer that presents itself to you now. Write it down. Keep it short and sweet. And then as soon as you've written it down, gently close your eyes, bring your awareness back to your heart. Breathe and smile. What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Trust the answer that unfolds and write it down. As soon as you've written it down, bring your awareness back to your heart, close your eyes, smile. Consciously activate those energies again inside you, the white light, crystalline energy, gentle, tender breathing, long and smooth exhalation. feeling grounded and connected with your sitting bones. So what else in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Write your answer down. Sometimes I get the same answer over and over again, and sometimes I get different answers. Just thought I'd let you know that. Okay. Well done. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Okay, just gently connect back in with yourself, either with your eyes open or closed, and just check in. How are you feeling? How do you feel right now? So write that down. Feel right now. Okay, check back to what you wrote down at the beginning of this practice, what you wrote down in terms of how you wanted to feel by the end of this practice this evening, and just check in. Did you meet your intention, or is your intention in process? So, how are you feeling now? Is your intention, did you meet your intention, or is it in process? If you could post that up, that would be fantastic. So how you're feeling now, and did you meet your intention, or is it in process? And please write up what your biggest learning was, your biggest takeaway, your biggest remembering. What was your biggest takeaway from this week? What have you learned? Would love to see that. Okay, have an amazing sleep. Decide now how what you want from your sleep tonight, how many hours sleep you need so that you feel deeply rested and vibrant in the morning, and I will see you in the morning. Have an amazing rest of your evening, a really good deep healing sleep, and please post up how you're feeling now. Have you met your intention, or is it in process for this practice, and what have you learned this week? Congratulations, you made it. Now closes, here closes the 7-day reset. And now we begin.